Started.
Started twice.
Good morning, everyone.
Happy Saturday.
Welcome to our Saturday morning, first Saturday of the month, which means we're celebrating the wins of the previous month and one of the most fun times we have on these calls. And so we...
I've got a couple of announcements as people are getting on here. I see people are coming on real quick. Lots of great things going on in the NECAN world. On this last Thursday, on those NECAN, you know how we have the calls every day throughout the day, the NECAN live calls. Dr. Gary Linder did one, a new one that he's put together called Self-Care, and it's his best one ever, you guys. You know, he's done water matters and sleep matters and several of them, and they're all great. But this one is just, I think, the best ever. And he had some technical difficulties on that one, so it didn't get recorded. But he's going to do it again this Wednesday. I think it's 7:15 p.m. Pacific time. I know that's late for you guys that are on the East Coast, but it'll get recorded, and hopefully there won't be any difficulties on that one so that it does get recorded. And he forwarded us the PowerPoints for it. He's such a sweetheart. But I think you guys are really going to like it for sharing at your in-homes or you can even, of course, do it online. You can have somebody in a different state, and you can, you know, bring up the PowerPoint and go through it. Or once we have the recording, you can share, you know, Dr. Jerry going through it. But anyway, that's exciting. And then this Monday night on Pathfinder.biz at Pacific time, Ben Woodward and Dave Johnson are going to be on, in addition with Rick Murphy, on how to build your NECAN business. And it sounds like that one's going to be a really good call. So those are two things coming up that you hope, you know, put those on your schedule. And again, they will get recorded. These NECAN Live that we're starting to get more clarity, they're going to be theroyalalliance.com. And so when you go into the Royal Alliance, there's events, and under events will be all of these weekly, the calls that happen every day for NECAN Live, and then the recordings are going to be in there. I don't think they're there yet. As of like last time I looked, they weren't there. But that's Ben and Dave. That's where they're going to be at. So it's starting to come together. There's going to be building a library of those recorded calls so that we'll have that, you know, available. And hopefully they're going to be like cross-indexed so that you can search for them by various keywords. Okay, Jack, back to you. That's my announcements for the morning.
All right. Well, great announcements. And, Gary Linder's presentation is fabulous. All right, well, in the top 10 this month is Nina Alves as number one.
Woo-hoo!
Again.
Yay, Nina.
That's really awesome, and I'd just love for you to share what went on in your month to get over 6,300 points, so that is awesome, and your team must be growing and active, and so share with us what's going on.
Well, it's exciting to just make a difference in people's lives any way we can, and that's all I focus on, and I just, you know, I pray every morning, you know, who do I need to see, And it was funny because the other day I was went to go see this one chiropractor, and then I decided, okay, I said, okay, Lord, where do I need to go? And I drove over to this other chiropractor's office that I went to school with, and I've been talking to him a little bit and just getting to know him again and talking with his secretary. And he says, oh, I'm so glad you came over here, because this lady gave me her information. She wants to get some magnetic orthotics. And I was thinking about you, so I got her number, and I was going to call you. And so when you're in the right direction, when you pray to do the right things, you'll be guided to where you need to go and who you need to meet. And that's basically what I've been doing. It's just praying to be where I'm supposed to be and talking to people and listening to people. And the most important thing is I'm just listening to people's needs. I was telling one of my ladies, she was all excited because she had one lady that she says, I need to talk to her, and I'm trying to sell her something, you know, to get the, you know, just so she can experience it. And I said, that's the wrong plan. I said, what you do is you listen to what their needs are, and this lady is complaining that, you know, she needs to make more money, and she's, you know, every time she sees you, she's putting her hand up because she thinks you're trying to sell her something. So if you listen to her and she wants money, she needs money, you know, show her how she can make more money. If you're talking to somebody that's got a product, you know, that needs the product, and you're talking about the business, you're going to lose them, and vice versa. And so when you really sit down and listen to what people's needs are and ask them, are you open for, you know, something that can make you a little extra money and make a difference in people's lives, or find out what their needs are, and then they get excited, then you get excited, and then you can work with them. And if they're not interested in any of it, then just ask them, who do you know that may be interested in, you know, in self-care, making a difference. And that's all I'm doing. I'm not doing anything different than anybody else is doing. I'm just doing more of it and getting excited. And the excitement really gets it moving as well, in my opinion. I get excited about listening to people and talking with people and meeting with people, and I have fun and I tell them jokes, and you know, I'm really having a lot of fun. So I'm having fun doing what I love to do.
And yeah, that word excitement is interesting, and I think it's in your case and with working with your people, I think it's more enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And enthusiasm, you know, that word means God flowing through me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah, and I know that's what your focus is, and because excitement can be kind of agitating or scratchy or irritating
sometimes.
Well,
when people see that you're excited about making a difference and helping people, it does make a difference. And then you have the enthusiasm that's like following it and saying, yes, you know, let's you know, this is great. It's the only company doing what they're doing, and it's fun when you find out what their challenges are, and then why don't you just come over and we'll play around, let's see what we can do to make a difference. And then there's no, because a lot of times when you see somebody that, like I remember when I used to go to Tupperware parties, I always knew I had to buy something. And I tell people, this is not what it's all about. It's about learning what it is and making a shift, and it's a lifestyle change, and wanting to make the change, and when are you ready? And sometimes it doesn't happen right away. You plant the seed. And, you know, I've been planting seeds for a long time, and now they're all starting to blossom. And sometimes you just have to plant it and let it go.
Well, you do the most important part. You ask for guidance, and then you're open enough to receive the guidance that you're asking for, and you follow it. So, yay, Nina, that I think that's what really makes a difference. And you are, you're truly loving on those people to help them get what's in their best interest, without forcing it on them. You know,
right,
that the thing that Zig Ziglar, help enough other people get what they want, you can have anything you want. So that's what you're doing, is you're providing the value first, and then people are ready to move forward then because they know it's in their best benefit.
I'm not putting I'm not putting anything on it. The outcome, I'm just letting it go, letting it be their decision. I'm not putting pressure on them, and, you know, just let it be their decision.
Yep. Well, congratulations. It's working really good.
Thank you. Yeah, having fun and just one person at a time.
Well, yay.
Yay, Nina, congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations, team. Let's just do what we got to do and help each other. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. I love, you know, like we're all on this call this morning, and we are. We're all uplifting each other with our energy, and we all care about each other's success. And thank you for being on this call because, you know, that's how we support each other, and that's how we provide this environment for all of us to, you know, grow and move forward in. And that's one of the things we really appreciate about you, Nina, is that you are such a team player and so willing to help everyone.
Well, I tell everybody they're my family. You know, we have a
Nika. Yep.
Yeah, and thanks for helping me on the call yesterday.
Working together, absolutely.
Thank you. Next is Ron and Pam and Ron Barnes, and almost exactly the same volume. So
you guys are running neck and neck, huh? All right.
You guys are.
That's good. We've got a good partner in all of this, and everybody on this call. So we're happy to be there neck and neck as the horse racing is beginning here in Kentucky. So, you know, by a nose, and that's great. Nina, congratulations.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, for this month, you know, as I always say, consistent and persistent. You know, just reach out to one more person. And Ron was the one that hit the home run this month. So, friend at church that could hardly walk around, and Ron, I'll let you fill in there.
You know, it's a little bit like I was talking about. You just looked and help and share, and somebody that I've known for a while, it's a friend, and he's been a client. We saw him at church, and he was having problems, and I said, Dave, we've got something that might help you if you're interested, and you want to learn something as an alternative, and he was, and we've shared with him, and you know, it one thing led to another, and it's just interesting, and it was a service. We usually, Pam and I, like a lot of people, you have a routine, you know, we kind of go to the same one all the time. We changed that weekend to a different time of service because of some other schedule issues, and they were there. So I only believe it was a God thing. We were there because we needed to touch base and help him. And you just never know when those things are going to happen. You know, I think it really goes back to what I was saying. It's just helping people and enjoying what you're doing. And, you know, you're not forcing it. You're just letting it come.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and just reach out, like I said, to that one more person. I had a downline who's gotten excited about the new plan, and we've had spring breaks around here. And so they shared with a neighbor who was having a lot of problems and did a three-way with me to help, you know, to understand more because they want to relearn about things. It's been a couple of years. And so I, of course, kept her phone number, and I knew that the McMews were going to be gone. So I checked with her when she got her box, but she had to be at the hospital with a friend, so she didn't get it. So I made her promise she'd call me when she opened her box, and she did. And then yesterday, I knew that the McNews were traveling back home, and something just told me that I needed to check with Carolyn. And I called her again, and she thanked me over and over. She said she just needed that little bit of push, that enthusiasm, okay, the excitement about her using the products, that she hadn't cut the inserts. She was worried about that. And, you know, it was just a neat thing. Now, every time I do that, I report back to the people in between. If it's one or two downline or whatever, I let them know email-wise what I sent because I copy them on it, you know, or if I do an email or if I talk to them, I give them a report so that we're all, it shows the teamwork and working together. So when the McNews got home yesterday, I even had an email that said, we will take her a gallon of water and help her cut her inserts, because I told her I would come over this next week if she so wanted me to. So, you know, it's all about caring for the people. We know the products are going to work. She knew they worked. She got a neck band because she has trouble breathing. And she said, well, my foot was hurting so bad, I just put the neck band on my ankle. And I thought, wow, she's a shoe in here. We just got to get them in her shoes. But, you know, and that's what it is. And things, it is asking for guidance. I've been working in the cleaning around my desk to make some changes in our office, and I pulled out a lot of things that were down at the bottom of the pile, and one of them was I had written a little Rolodex thing, and I suggest to do this. I did this years ago on different verses or sayings that really resonated with me and really hit me. So I thought 2 days ago, I thought, I'm going to look through here and just see where I was at that point and where I've come. And the first one that came up was Psalm 17:5, and it said, hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. And, you know, we all have those things that come into our lives that make us think, you know, should I, shouldn't I, you know, give me a symbol, da-da-da-da-da, and in everything in our world. And, boy, that just popped up in front of me. I've had it sitting up here on my desk now for the last 2 days because I thought I need to focus on that. So go do, enjoy, help out, reach somebody, and give them a hug.
And
I love it.
We're thankful for our team, and we help each other at times when we need that. And that's a blessing, too, to have that. So, you know, we're looking to do bigger and better things and continue to try to help others.
Yep. And congratulations to everybody that's going to be on the call. We'll pass it on. We're passing the baton. Thank you.
Wow. Great. I mean, all of that information was so, so awesome, Pam and Ron, and so many great tips in there. One of the things when you're talking, Pam, I remember Ruth Williams always talking about, just like you're saying, like when you talk to people in your downline, make sure to talk to the people in between. I mean, when you drill down, 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 and you're talking to people, you know, you edify their sponsor, you edify the people in the upline, and then you go to those people and you edify, you know, the person in their downline, and so that you keep. You keep those good feelings, you keep those connections, those relationships. You know, it's all about developing relationships and adding value to people. And so, when you said that, it reminded me of one of several of Ruth Williams trainings we have gone to over the years. And that's a really big tip for all of us. Always include all the people in between, you know, the upline, so that everybody is plugged in and everybody, you know, you're developing that edification so that, well, for one thing, so they don't feel left out, like you're bypassing them. But it just like with you, Pam, I mean, it allowed them then to step in and say, well, we'll take her a gallon of water. You know, it just brings the team together. So thanks for bringing that up. That excellent point.
Ruth Williams would always talk about wear your rose-colored glasses.
Exactly.
Always look at the positive side of everything.
Right. You know, that's a big point, too, because there's always, all of us have our good points and our not-so-good points. And, you know, we could look at the, you know, maybe the downline, well, they should have followed up or something like that. But, you know, always put on the rose-colored glasses. Look for the best qualities in each person. And it'll draw them out. You know, it helps all of us to be better that way.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Super. Oh. Yay, Pam and Ron.
Yay, Pam
Top
and
10.
Ron.
Woohoo.
Yes, thank you for all your support and help.
Thank you. And I'm noticing that, Nina, your volume, your QPPV was over the 1,500, so you're getting the 225 weekend reward points. So is Ron and Pam. So Margie and Louie. So
way to go, guys.
Lois Wilburn. So is
Nikan's willing to give us $225?
Might as well take it.
Might as well take it, right?
Tina Davidson is over that, and Carol Patterson. So let's see, I think, is that, yep, Carol Patterson. So congratulations, you guys. That's awesome. Okay, next is Margie and Robert Callaloo. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
You're number three.
Yay, Margie and Robert.
And let me see. Do I have your line? Where are you? Your line is open.
Infinite love and gratitude. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically I just, wherever I was at, I had my water bottle and talked to everybody about the water. And I did do a metaphysical festival this month. So I got a lot of people interested. Still haven't gotten everybody to come to the house yet, but I will. We had a potluck last night, and a lot of people were really excited about, you know, the magnetic technology and the water technology and the shower. I mean, it's just amazing how we're so blessed to have a wellness home and the air filter, and I'm getting a free air filter.
Hey.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I already have one, but it's nice to have extra ones. Plus, you know, the filters will be easy to get, too. But, yeah, the main thing is just, you know, to be a product of the product. You know, have some technology on, put my back magnet on somebody in my BNI group because he was complaining about his lower back. And he has insoles, but, you know, he's gone through chemo and everything, so he's got a little neuropathy. And I told him, sometimes you're just going to have to move that magnet around, even the insoles, and then later invest in a back magnet, you know, whenever you can, that kind of thing. But
How are you getting into conversations with people about the water?
Well, I just am holding my water bottle, and if they're drinking regular water, I just tell them, do you want to experience my water, alkaline water that's portable out of a bottle, and it makes your hands feel really good and hydrated. And a lot of times I may even be in the bathroom after I wash my hands, I'll squirt with the pie water, and people may ask, what is that? And I'll tell them. And then the biggest thing is they really feel the difference, you know, with the open and close and how their joints feel. Like last night, this one lady, I mean, she's not even 60, but she was complaining how she's going to be 60. She's 58. You know, and that she just thinks that as you get older, you're going to have to hurt. And everyone here is saying, oh, no, you know, I'm going to be 60 in June, and I don't hurt. And I look hydrated, like her skin. You know, I was telling her that, look how much better your skin looks after just rinsing your hands with this Pimag water, alkaline Pimag water. Plus, I love the video, you know, that that Rick did with the pH and how sometimes just drinking bottled water isn't enough, and you put a little alkaline water in there and it changes the body. But, you know, people that aren't going to change because they're not going to stop drinking soda or Gatorade or not, you know, want to change, then they're going to stay acidic. I think,
you know,
that's really big for people to see.
That is a great presentation, everybody, if you haven't seen that one that Rick does with the, you know, the so much water. I mean, even people that buy bottled water like Dasani, it's acidic. And the drinks that people drink like Gatorade, you know, are acidic, and coffee's acidic. And, you know, he shows how much alkaline water it takes to you know, to bring you back to neutral even. I think that's powerful for people to see. I don't think very many people understand that or the importance of it. So, yeah, that's really cool, Margie. And the water bottle, it's so easy. We can all carry it with us, you know. Everybody.
Yeah, and I actually text that video. Whenever I get a contact, I text them the video. This is a video you want to see, you know, of how you can help your body become more alkaline. You know, so it's just another tip to give everybody. But that's the biggest thing I sell are water filters and you know, lactoferrin. You know, that's my other favorite. But anyway, besides, you know, the wellness home, I mean, a lot of people at the potluck were talking about their sleep system and their infrared blanket. And right now I have this little dog visiting with us because her mother's house, the ceiling fell down, you know, with the tornado or whatever. And how so much calmer she is. just having an infrared blanket, you know, the little travel one or the little sample one over her, it's just amazing how that can cause so much more relaxation in the whole body.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody text it and say which water video are you talking about? I want to clarify that.
It's the one with, you know, Rick demonstrating the pH of the water. All you have to do is do, you know, waterfall pH, and that'll bring it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's cool, you guys. You know, he shows the different, he puts different things like Dasani water and Gatorade and different things, you know, in little cups. And then he can...
And even the baby water, you know, water that they give infants.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, how acidic that is. So that's really cool. I mean, it's a mind changer. They may have to watch it a couple of times to really get it, but that's okay, you know.
Yeah, so water is one of the simplest changes that people can make, you know, to start getting to having, you know, laying his foundation for better health. One of the things that Dr. Gary said right at the beginning of his new self-care is, you know, let's be healthy by choice, because if we leave it to chance, I mean, look at the statistics. The statistics are not good for the amount of, you know, cancer and Alzheimer's and heart attacks and strokes and all that, right? I mean, don't leave our health to chance. I think that is so important to share that with people. So many people are going along thinking, well, you know, I'm all right. I'll be all right. But, you know, look at the statistics. We got to choose to be healthy, healthy by choice.
Can I mention something else?
Yeah,
my friend, she's a doctor, she said in the 74, you know, because I think that's when I graduated from high school, only like maybe 7% of the population was diabetic, and now 70 to 80% of the population is diabetic, type 2 diabetic, because there's so much fructose in everything. I mean, even ketchup, barbecue sauce, all that, you know, is... fruit, well, cane, you know, sugar, corn syrup, that,
high,
you know, that kind of
corn
stuff. Yeah, it's just terrible, but, you know, how, you know, doing the 10-4 is so good for you, you know, if you want energy, but then also, you know, our shake is just amazing. Anyway, that's how I plug in that stuff.
Absolutely. Good tips, Margie, and that's why you're consistently, you know, helping people and you're consistently getting all those Nikan reward points. And
okay.
Yeah.
One more
question.
Okay. Got
mm-hmm.
About the lactoferrin. Which lactoferrin?
The lactoferrin gold. It's not a video, but what it is Dr. Naidu had sent, you know, an email of how it's proven, and you know, we have the research that lactoferrin, or you know, was able to break down the resistant, he called it the resistant bacteria, so the antibiotic can go into the MRSA or the resistant bacteria and kill it. Plus, the lactoferrin is also going to help the good bacteria, so, you know, once that person takes antibiotics for, you know, MRSA or even for Lyme disease, it wipes out their immune system, so they take lactoferrin to help prevent that. So they have good bacteria, because lactoferrin not only kills, but it also feeds the good bacteria in the intestine. And, you know, your gut is your immune system. So it's stress, oxidative stress in your gut, that's going to cause a lot of autoimmune.
Well, if I had MRSA, I'd probably put some of that lactoferrin powder in some water, shake it up and spray it on that wound.
Absolutely. That and just, you know, even the jade enzyme, because I tell people the jade enzyme is so alkaline, you know. And if you have MRSA, if you have acid reflux, you're not just acidic there. You're acidic all over. That's how, you know, that's how I describe it. I tell people if you have fungus on your toe, that's not the only place you have fungus. So that gets them to understand that they want to take care of the whole body, go ahead and get the supplements to wipe it out. And the combination of the jade enzyme and the lactoferrin will do it. But that's my belief. Because I've seen too many people.
You know, you were making a difference. And back to, again, that Gary Lindner, well, once we get a hold of that and can share it, I mean, there's just so many people out there that really don't want to be one of the statistics with the diabetes and the heart disease and the cancer and, you know, and to show them these ways that they can be healthy by choice. And, and take back, you know, ownership of their health and their family's health. So, yeah, just congratulations to you being in the top 10 and for always sharing, you know, with people how they can be, you know, how they can be healthier. Yay, Margie and Robert.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Lois Wilburn, you are next. Congratulations.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Lois.
Okay.
Superstar.
Oh, thank you. You there?
So what happened in your business this month to get you that number four?
Basically, I focused on customers and planting seeds, and I have a lot of follow-up now to do. It's really been a lot of fun just talking to different people, and some people were interested immediately. So as well as they were to, they, you know, bought water products mostly and nutritionals. And I have three consultants that are really interested in doing the business, and two want to start a 21 Club. So,
yay!
Tyra Andrews wants to start one, and Regina Guillory. I invited both of them on the call. I don't know if they are or not. But that's been the focus, the customers, and all the other things that goes with it.
Let's see, Tyra, are you on? Let's look through, Jack, see if we can see Tyra, because she's usually on Saturday.
Yeah, I see Henrietta got on, but I don't see Tyra.
Okay, yeah, I invited Henrietta on.
Yay, Henrietta! And who's the other gal, Regina?
Regina Guillory.
Regina Guillory. Okay, Regina, let's see it. Do you see Regina?
No. But congratulations,
well, congratulations
to you guys.
And yeah, 21 Club, I mean, that's the way to, you know, get into action, see a lot of people, have a lot of fun. And so, Lois, man, you're going to be in the top 10 in, for April, who?
Oh, absolutely I will.
Absolutely you will. You'll probably be number one.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the way to do it. I mean, 21 Club, you know, it's a... It really gets that activity level up there, and you know, the urgency to get see the people, and that's what we all need in our busy lives, is a little, you know, a little focus and urgency to get it done. And so 21 Clubs are such a powerful way. So yay, Lois! Woohoo!
Congratulations!
Thank you.
And I see Tina Davidson is next, and Tina has been.
Are you on, Tina?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
her husband's father just passed away.
But Tina has been gone for about a month.
And still managed to be in the top 10.
Isn't that amazing?
Tina
Has the highest QPPV, so she is well qualified for the 225 Nikan reward points. So, yay, Tina. Next is Edwina Theory.
Woo-hoo!
Edwina, I think your phone's open. Let me see. Okay, your phone's open, Edwina.
Can you hear us?
You may speak.
Edwina.
Come back to the phone.
Are you there? Did you mute your own line?
Okay, let's see. We'll come back to her in a little bit.
Okay, let us know when you get back on.
Nancy Glide, you are next. Let's see, is your line. You are, oh, whoops, your line's open.
I'm running outside. Wait a minute, I'm in a loud place. I didn't know I was in the top two. Hold on.
Woohoo!
Well, that's a pleasant surprise. Thank you. Yay. Well, I really, I don't know what happened. Well, I do know what happened. Consistency, and it really is everything everyone has said and all the pointers everyone's giving is just fabulous. The I want to just tell you a thing that happened yesterday. I was giving a presentation and at a leads group, and I only had 10 minutes. And anyway, these two visitors were there, and I just concentrated on the shoe inserts. I talked about myself, kind of gave a life history of me, and then just lifted the shoe inserts and just said a few words because they said my time was up. And one of the ladies was there. She didn't have a job. She'd been in the hospital for a month. And I said, you're a miracle standing here. I mean, all her internal organs, they were all shutting down. Anyway, so she said, I've got to get off drugs. I've got to feel better. I've got to make money. And I really said, I mean, she is so excited about McKen. The other lady is with the library and looks for partners and programs and all to couple with the library in Fort Worth. And she told me she was diabetic. She said, I want a pair of those shoes. But who was it? With Nina and Pam? Really, I pray every morning, Lord, who is it that I am supposed to help guide my words? And I really saw evidence of that yesterday in the presentation I gave, because I had small pieces of paper, small notebook, but 2-3 pages of different things about different products. And I didn't go to that. I went to this little handwritten quickie thing I did while I was getting ready yesterday morning. The theme was transformation. And so I was talking about the many hats we wear and all that. But anyway, I suddenly was just talking about the transformations that I had gone through in my life, and just the one little mention at the end, and lo and behold, that's what they needed to hear. And so I really was just praising God to not have me blah, 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 blah about the products, which so many of them had heard, and said what I said and thought, okay, there it is out there. Now what's going to happen? And I didn't even have time to think that. These people were coming up to me. So it was great. I'm thrilled to be in the top 10, and I am so excited about McKen. Come on, guys. We can do this. It is fun.
We can do this. And, you know, this second quarter here we're moving into, I think we're getting even tighter here together as a team, helping each other, clearer focus. I mean, let's make this the second quarter, I mean, let's just really rock. Let's all of us step up. It doesn't mean we have to, you know, work longer hours. Just be focused in the hours that we work and have our energy. You know, we've talked about the level of energy that we bring, our self-confidence, our being, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, being at least a 7 to a 10 during our NECAN, the time we've set aside for NECAN. And like so many of you shared, pray, visualize, I mean, ask to be in the right place at the right time, ask to be guided to say the right words that are going to touch somebody. I mean, because there's people out there that, you know, want to feel better. They want to be happier. They want to have more self-confidence. They want to have better health. They want to help their families. They want to have a way to earn income. I mean, there's all kinds of things. But just like what happened with you, Nancy, here you talked about your own transformation, and that triggered things in them that they needed to hear. You know, maybe we don't necessarily always need to be talking directly about products, but for things so that they can start to see how they can start to achieve, you know, what they want to in their life. So awesome, awesome, Nancy.
And it's about posture, you know, that when we're talking to somebody, it's the way we stand, it's the way we hold their shoulders back and smile and you know, physical posture and attitudinal posture. So that's really important too. We know
and knowing we want to be of service and
yeah.
And you know, honoring that other person. I mean, really having our eyes and ears open to see how we can. How we can help them in their life.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to go back to...
Yay, Nancy. Woo-hoo-hoo. Congratulations, girl.
Edwina Theory. Edwina, your line's open.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Hello. All right, say something. I was here struggling with the idea of, okay, why can't they hear me? What happened? I'm talking and saying something, and I realized when you said I'm going on to the next one. Well, anyway, today is the 2nd, or what is this, of April. But the point is that this is my month. I was born April 17th, and I always considered April to be my month. And it's been proven as I go back to my track record of how well I do in this month. And so just look at me. I'm professing all of that it's going to be so great. I've made the goals. I've looked at the plan. I know what it is that I'm doing. I've got people to follow up on. I'm spreading all of this, and I'm talking to the different persons here to see who wants to go with me. I'm planning on being in Orlando. That's just a big deal for me with all the other things that's happening in April. So I was surprised when you called my name. I thought I was at the bottom. So I wasn't ready to get back online or whatever, and I was doing all of my Nikan stuff that I love doing on Saturday morning, filling out that calendar and setting up the week and going from that. Pretty much that's it. I stay pretty much motivated and excited. There are some people on the call that really helps to do that with me, and Pam and Ron are just really good people for me. Nancy, oh my gosh, I don't know that I could do much without consulting with Nancy. And then there's Louise LeGrew and my mentoring group, which helps me to stay on track. And how that all happened is because I want to share with you, I did a health fair at my exercise club on Wednesday, and I was mentally not in it. So when you said to stay focused and to stay in the moment, that's what I took away. But I spoke with the group on Thursday morning, and that was one of the things that they had said to me. And I recognize why some of the persons that came up to me were negative. I wasn't there. I wasn't in that power mode of what it was that I needed to say and why I was there. So from henceforward, that is where I'm going to be. I will not let anything distract me from what my purpose is, to help one person at a time to be healthy, and that's what I'm looking for. In the group, I'm glad that Linda is back on track, and Joyce Loudon is back on track, who's getting ready to travel. And as I said, I'm talking to those other three that are here and helping them to see the vision of whatever it is that they want to accomplish.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
You're
yay
on fire. Yay, Edwina.
I love it.
We're going to peak performance in April and May, June. It's going to be, I mean, it is great. I mean, here we are right now, and I see Linda Greenwood's on. And Linda, open up Linda just for a sec. I know Linda sponsored a new person in March. Linda.
I'm here.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I have to apologize because I misplaced my phone and I was going crazy. But it's okay. I got a phone now.
All right. You got a phone. Oh, yeah, you lost your phone. That's right. Well, just share maybe just one or two lines about why you're excited for April, and you just sponsored a new gal, and your team is growing.
Well, she texted me late last night and said, Miss Linda, there's 6 people that want, and she wrote out this, that, and the other, what it was that they're looking at, and how soon can we talk to them. And I said, let's talk about it in the morning after the call. I don't know if she got on or not. I did email her the numbers and stuff, but she's quite busy with her children as well, so not sure. But we do have a gathering this afternoon, and it wasn't planned for me to actually talk to all of these people about health and wellness, but my new person will be there as well, and I believe that's exactly what we're going to do. So we will.
Fantastic. Yay, Linda. Well, congratulations. And yeah, just big congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, April's going to be a big month for you, too. Yay, Edwina and Linda and team.
And Edwina, that's what I was meaning about posture. Edwina has that posture I was talking about.
I just wanted to say before we get off the phone, I'm telling you, these Crossline people that we have that are so willing to help us to succeed is phenomenal. So any of you that are out there by yourself, you really are not by yourself. Find someone that you can identify with or that you can talk with. If it's not Jack and Karen, then go for it. And those persons are there for you. I mean, I couldn't make it without doing this. I'm in Tampa, Florida, and it just means so much to me that I can pick up a phone and call someone straight away when I feel like I'm not doing my plans or what I should accomplish or so forth. Even if I just feel like, okay, this is a dull day, let me call somebody who gets me up right away. Carla Cook is so good. She has just made, when I least expected it, she can pick me up and I'm out the door flying again. So it's great having those people in my arsenal of things to do and who to talk to and so forth. Look for that. That's a blessing. That's that spirit that helps you with all the things that you want to accomplish.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Edwina. Thank you, thank you. And congratulations.
Okay. Ruth Lowe.
Hello.
You are next.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, it's so exciting to hear everybody. Congratulations to everybody in the top 10. But Edwina, you are on fire. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I will tell you, you know, coming on, it was a late night for us, and we're kind of tired and whatever. But we're just on fire, just listening to everybody. I can't wait to sit down and go through what our plans are. We had a setback because my daughter got injured from a severe concussion from soccer, but it's okay, you know, thank God for the Nikon technologies, and she's healing slowly, and it's all good. So we're ready to come back full force. And just being able to follow up with people. I've had some new customers that just called and following up with them when they received their shipment, you know, because the back order, it was really important for me to keep track of when the waterfalls were shipping. And as soon as I found out they were shipping, I would follow up with an email. You should be receiving it shortly based on the tracking. And then I followed up with giving them a video on how to put it together and walking them through installing them. So it is important to follow up with people to make sure they're using what they bought.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And it shows you, you know, that you care about them. And as you build that relationship, they'll be giving you referrals. And it can just, you know, you just never know where it's going to, you know, the ripples that move out from that. So, yeah, so important. Thank you, Ruth.
And Ruth, Dori Lorden is also in the top 10, and she's not on the call this morning.
But she's, yay, Dori.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yay, Dori.
Yay,
this
Dori.
Is all autoship.
it's her autoship that keeps her in the top 10. So, you know, you guys, we want all of us you know, focus on building our auto-ships and helping, you know, helping our customers get those results that they want to have. And, you know, maybe as soon as we get this self-care from Dr. Gary, maybe that's something that, you know, to think about sharing with your customers, maybe gather them up on a webinar and share that with your customers, because it's just going to help them to see ways that they can improve their health and their family's health and, you know, get the results that they want to get.
Yeah, bone health.
Can you pass on the PowerPoint slides for Gary's self-care?
Yes.
We have them. We don't have a recording yet of him doing it because it didn't work this last Thursday. There were some
right, but if we could have the slides, that'd be great.
But we do have, yeah, he did give us the slides. He sent them to us yesterday.
We'll put them in our Dropbox
yes,
button.
Yeah, okay, and we'll get them out to you guys.
Okay.
Yay, Ruth. I mean, we appreciate you so much. You know, life has its challenges like this with your daughter, but we're so grateful that you have all these Nikon products and that Rachel loves to use them.
She does.
Yeah, she's always been really good about using them, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's very compliant.
That's awesome. Awesome. Yay, Rachel. Bill Cottle is back.
Bill Cottle's back, and he's in the top 10. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
It's been just great to talk to everybody and be able to reconnect, almost to the point of being misty-eyed. I've missed you for 18 months.
We missed you too, I tell
you. We did. We're glad you're back, you and Ellis.
You know, as I sat here and listened to everybody else, one of the things that is unique about NECAN, I believe, is that we are so faith-based. So many people are talking about, you know, praying for who you can help and asking for direction. And for the last 18 months as missionaries for our church, why we, of course, focus a lot on that type of thing. But one of the things I shared with Jack the other day is that the phrase that we often use as we end a conversation is, how can I be of service? What can I do to help? And that's been probably a summary of many of the comments this morning. I think that's the reason that the folks that are in the top 10, and congratulations to everyone, are there consistently, because your focus is on how can you be of service. And when we focus on that, the good Lord presents people to us that we can be service to. So, good to be back.
Oh, it's good to have you back, Bill. And there's a man, what's his name, Jack? I just...
Ted Rubin?
No, Dan and Brinkley.
Oh.
And he has almost died several times from lightning, but he's really into...
Three times he got struck by lightning.
And he works with...
Oh, my word.
Yeah, that are getting ready to transition, you know, to the out of this life and with their families. And but he talks about, you know, that we are, what if God calls you and says, you know, I need you to do this for me today. You know, will you go for me? I mean, we are God's hands and feet.
And mouth.
And mouth.
Eyes.
You know, let the lower lights be shining, right? Send a beam across the wave. It's up to us to listen for these inner promptings and listen, you know, ask and listen for the inspiration and be that service here on the earth plane. So, yeah, I really appreciate that about our team and about people. I think people in general that are attracted to NECAN really do care about other people and being of service, and how as we do that, we can all prosper, because the good can just flow back to us. It flows both ways. And so yeah, I just really appreciate every single one of you. And congratulations to all of you in the top 10. And congratulations to everybody that is in NECAN. Congratulations to all of you on our team and the whole NECAN team.
And we can all follow Dave Johnson. He's in the top 10, top 10 retailers,
for February on the kickoff call last night. I would like to close this call by talking to you guys a little bit. We're really excited here for going into the second quarter, April, May, June. And, you know, we want to, those of you that, I mean, whatever your goal level is, we would just really love to invite you to run with us. We're excited about taking our activity, our results to a higher level. And I think by, you know, our masterminding together, sharing the ways that we're getting into conversations with people, how we're helping people to see the benefits of both the products and the business, I think we can all help each other, you know, step up to the higher level to get the results that we want, income-wise, coming in from our NECAN business. And so, you know, the idea of peak performing here in these next 90 days, and not meaning that we have to work more hours, but just like we said earlier, that we want to, the hours that we have for NECAN, we want to be at a level 7 to 10, our energy level, our vitality level, our confidence level. Julie Tara has talked about that several times lately on her calls, how we cannot create, we cannot attract from a low energy state. So we want to have our health, I mean, take care of our health with our sleep system, our water, our nutrition, so that we have, you know, we have energy because we have good health. We have good energy because of our thoughts. Like Edwina brought up, I mean, when we get down, which all of us do,
call one of our cross-line, call our upline. You know, so it's not a question of if we fall down, it's how fast do we get back up. But really focus on having our energy level during our NECAN hours be at a 7 to 10 and have clear goals of what we want to accomplish in quarter two, because the clearer our goals are, the easier it is to achieve them and to have an action plan. And so we invite all of you on this call to, you know, to run with us, to let's talk, let's plan, you know, call us up, text us, let's do a strategy session to make sure you are clear on your goals for second quarter and mastermind some ideas for your action plans. And yeah, let's do this.
Okay, and I want to recognize, so Ruth Lowe, Dori Lorden, are also, and let's see, somebody else.
Oh, all of the people.
Carla Cook got their 1,000 points.
Woo-hoo!
For $100 reward dollars. And then Edwin Atheri and Nancy Clyde and Bill Cottle and Patricia Van Gilder and Julie Matt and more.
Jack and Karen
got their 500 points. There's more. There's a whole bunch more down there. But
yeah,
our time's definitely
right
up.
And I tried to search that, and so far I haven't found the right combination to find everybody that has their 500 QPPV and everybody that's got their 1,000 and everybody that's got their 1,500. If anybody knows how to do that,
I'll tell you how later.
Let me know, and then we can recognize you, because that is an awesome achievement. And, you know, as we duplicate that, as we build these little business units of 500, you know, when we have our own retail QPPV and our customers, so that we have these little blocks, these little units of 500, and then we duplicate that. We have three people that we help to do that, and then we help each one of them find three business builders that do that. Then, you know, you look at the business.
Okay,
plan.
Let me name a few more. We got to get off the call.
Okay.
Adam Dragon, for goodness sakes, Jill Hayes,
Rita Sue
Bolton,
Rita Sue Bolton, Agnes Narciso, Lois Wilburn, Carol Willens, Karen Willens, Dori Lorden,
Becky Dragon.
Oh my goodness, so many of them.
They go on and on.
Larry
okay.
Thorpe. Yay, team!
Love you guys. Okay, let me hang on.
Open up the line here.
Okay. Where does it go?
Conference muted.
All right, you guys. You're unmuted.
Your lines, everybody's unmuted. Yay, team.
We love and appreciate every one of you. Awesome.
Yay, team.
Thank you.
Congratulations, everyone.
Congratulations.
Thank you all for being on.
Yay, team.
Thanks, Edwina.
Love you guys.
All right.
Go make a difference.